down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
Close.
I'm not?
Not even close.
You were closer with intergalactical.
Anyway, you'll figure it out.
Come on, use your words. You're a teacher.
Dimensional.
She'll work it through when it's time.
No.
Come on.
Interspecies.
Intergendered.
No, you're talking.
They're real
intergender lightning falcons.
Intergalactic?
Team, who knows?
Intergalactic?
Yeah, that's it.
Intergalactic, yep.
Oh, fuck, what is it?
I'm not telling you.
Doesn't matter.
I said I don't remember. Wait.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen,
to the return
of the TSL podcast, coming to you live / recorded in the haunted upstairs of the Angry Buffalo.
This is so weird.
This is the
here.
Most amazing thing that ever happened.
I feel like a grandma is literally just going to pop out.
Yeah, but she's going to be like murderous,
haunted, ghost. Spectral grandma.
Yeah, it's
gonna
be something else. So, a little backstory. As people have known, we started doing the podcast in the like cool back room downstairs. But apparently, a church apparently had it like covered, so we double booked, even though we didn't actually technically book at all. So we got moved upstairs, and it is something.
It's a house.
It's in a former apartment that has a bunch of like old stuff in it, and it's 100% haunted, and it is. It's a new podcast studio. It's perfect for us, right?
Yeah.
I want to tell all the single ladies in the league that this apartment upstairs, I know how to get up here, and it's secretly romantic. Like, you'll love it up here. It's like not messy. It's just so you guys know.
You'll
there's
know
flowers
about your trip up here with Garrett.
Those are
it's
fake
really classy.
Those are fake flowers, but they're dead. Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah.
They're all just wilting.
It's the haunt. It's haunt.
It's because it's warm up here, but again, that's just the fires of hell coming out of the walls. This is something. We need to take video of this. This is what we need to start doing for the week. Social media needs to be video of where we're doing this, but it's spectacular. Shout out to Joe David, who just, when we said, oh, shoot, we're double booked, he went, well, you can go upstairs. Well, we did, and it is something else. Hi, everybody. I'm Joe Kay. As you know, it's been 7 years that I've been doing this. Across from me is Jeff Kroll. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on?
Having a great time being back on a podcast.
Yeah, being the giant overlord of the league now.
How's that title?
How's that going for you?
Good so far, but it's been 1 week.
I know, so far. Well,
ask me in a few weeks.
All right, when you just start magically going gray, like you're Tim Allen in the Santa Claus.
Yep.
That'll be something else. Our guests, it's becoming tradition that on the first episode of the podcast season, Garrett is here. Hi, Garrett.
What's up, Joe?
It's so good to have you again.
Yeah, start the week off, first week, you know, set the bar low, and go from there.
That's what I'm here for. I ask you because you're usually like, A, you're always available, it seems. B, hilarious. C, you just sucked on Saturday, so I can't wait to hear you talk about it.
I was all right.
And more importantly, you get to talk about all the cool like changes and stuff that you wanted with your referees and all that other jazz. And then finally, Nina's here. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
She's back. You did this last year, right?
Or was once. It, yeah.
Just once, right? But you were like way more prepared that time. I think you had, didn't you have lists and notes and stuff?
No.
Come on, I'm pretending. Come on.
Yes.
Nobody else remembers.
That one time.
I was super prepared. I remember everything.
Did my homework, yep. Scouted all the games.
So this time, because you're becoming more and more part of the league, we forced you / asked you to be a Breakfast Club captain.
Yes.
So how are you feeling about that?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Literally so excited. Start next week. Comosexuals, we're
going to
crush it.
Comosexuals was such a great
thank
name.
You.
It was.
Thank
I came up with nothing. That was all Joe K. I am not creative.
I think I've named 80% of the Breakfast Club teams.
I would think so, yeah.
I've
should be on your business card.
It's great.
Yeah, I think it is on his business card, right?
Is it?
Breakfast
well, you've got
Club
that,
team
you've
namer?
Got that huge TSL business
so
card. I don't know if team namer is
I out. Have all of them still, except I guess I gave one out a long time ago. And I didn't know this, but Dave Walter has one.
Ah.
So I must have given it to him drunk at the bar. He still has it.
Yeah.
I was talking to him at a Bills game after, obviously, TSL ended. It was like December. He's like, you know what? I might be the only person that has one. I was like, oh, there's no way you have any of that. Sure as shit. In like his massive Costanza wallet, he pulls out old
it's
Blockbuster
amazing.
Video cards, library cards, which is funny because you didn't know Dave could read.
Showcase
and all of a sudden, it's like just beat up. the Topper Sports Card. It was amazing. But yeah, so you're the captain of Breakfast Club.
Heck yeah.
Pretty exciting. You wanted to be a captain so bad that you went through some trials and tribulations for the draft.
Oh, dear Lord.
Please tell me this hilarious story of when you were drafting on vacation.
So I was in Florida, visiting family, having a grand time. We were in Tampa. We went to Orlando for a couple days. We're driving back from Orlando back to my aunt's house in Tampa. We had to drop my sister off at the airport. She lives in Arizona, so we're dropping her off along the way. You know, this is like 15 minutes before the draft's supposed to start. I was going to make it home just in time to zoom in, hit the draft, and we're pulling into the airport, and my aunt's tire literally explodes. I didn't know what happened. It was just this loud popping noise, and then the road started getting grumbly, and we had to pull over to the side.
Grumbly.
Yeah, that's the technical term. I know my cars very well. We get out of the car. My sister's panicking because she thinks she's going to miss her flight. She starts just, you know, putting up her thumb, trying to hitchhike. My mom's freaking out.
It's always the safest thing to do nowadays.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, right? My mom's behind her, like, pleading to these cars to take her. My aunt, it's her car, so she gets out, calls AAA, and we have her dog, who is a very anxious Australian Shepherd. Sweet, very nice dog, but
except
very
for today.
Anxious. Oh, my God. It was freaking out. So she's barking up a storm, so I have to take her. I'm walking her along the side of this, like, six-lane entrance to this airport. And I call Jeff, and I was like, hey, I'm going to need a minute before this draft. And he was just like, okay, well, you know, we're starting soon, so yeah, call me in a minute. See ya, like, call you in a minute. And I was like, okay.
That was stressful for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than when Jeff's plan goes wrong.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, he has to change course.
I'm so
regimented.
Fucking
hates
it. I don't want to make changes, man. I think about this stuff so far.
He was about to kick you out of the league.
For real?
Yeah. He started scrolling for new captains.
Ban you from the
Wait, legit?
He's like,
oh, okay. I'm very gullible, so
I will say
for a second.
If there is any state in the United States I would want my sister or daughter hitchhiking less, it would be Florida.
Yeah. Honestly, we met the two nicest humans on this planet. Literally, someone came to pick her up, and then she's already, like, in the airport, and this other guy had, like, looped around, and was like, oh, I was just dropping my wife off at the airport, but I just looped back through, just wanted to make sure that you got picked up, so I'm glad she got picked up. You want me to change your tire for you? And this guy literally got out of his car, changed the tire.
Wait. She got picked up as a hitchhiker?
Yeah, legit. As a hitchhiker.
Do you know what Uber is, you people?
We also were calling an Uber. It was like she was panicked that she wasn't going to make it. So, you know, AAA is on the way. We called an Uber, but we were also in like the weirdest spot because we were already in the airport, kind of, but we needed to get a little further in the airport. So we're like, all right, pick us up at the airport and take us to the airport. So we thought it'd be too confusing. So she called an Uber, but while she was waiting for the Uber, she just stuck up her thumb.
Who picked her up?
I, at this point, I was walking the dog, so I did not have
So you didn't even pay attention to her safety. That's
no,
amazing.
My mother did, but it was this, like, nice older couple. They're, like,
okay,
in their
that's
50s.
Because anybody else, I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah,
you
that's
think
how
they're
going to,
like, chop your skin off and wear it as a suit or something.
Right,
they're just
selling
you. You'll end up in Peru on
She's
a lot of
called
drugs
me a couple times, so unless they, you know, sent a doppelganger home,
that's too
I think
much work.
She's okay.
They're not doing that.
No.
How
no.
old is she?
26.
Ah, she's a little too old for them. I mean, it's fine. Cool. Yeah. So that's really exciting.
Yeah. But hey,
Garrett's
you know,
just nodding approvingly.
Like, yeah,
definitely
well,
passed the
once I hit 26
of
trafficking ages. Yeah.
Garrett was out at 20.
To my attic apartment in your
house, hey. It's a secret door. It's romantic.
I might live here. I can bring my dog.
It'd be incredible.
I know. Just have to clean it out. That'd be amazing. I'm sorry. So anyway, football started. Before we get into the games, we did have some rule changes. Garrett, you want to go over them really quickly to anybody who didn't read the thing that Jeff sent out? Although, you only sent out your email to the captains, right?
Yeah, we don't have a good way of communicating stuff to the entire league. So when we send emails, and I think Travis actually... Did Travis send the rule thing, or did you send the rule thing?
I think Garrett
sent it to the ref email group.
I think you sent it to the refs. I think Travis sent something to the captains. You know,
I think you did.
Yeah, all that stuff. I mean, look, we don't have a great way of communicating with the entire league, so we really rely a lot on the captains to kind of pass this information down to their teams.
So when we signed up, I don't remember it because I did it forever ago. Did you make people put in their emails when they put in the waivers or anything?
Yes. So I just think we don't have an official, because sometimes like with like Gmail, it'll cap. Like it'll tell you that it's sending it, but if we put in more than 50 email addresses at once, we'll find that it's not actually arriving at people's inboxes.
That's a bummer.
So fortunately with captains, especially with a couple repeat captains,
mail them by
myself
division.
Or you, yeah, you could do it by that, right?
Sorry, we're literally discussing how we would run the league together differently right now. We're not just having this is not supposed to be on a podcast. You're gonna, but this is something to think about. So anyway, the rules.
I would instead of going, I don't want to like go over all the new rules on
just
here,
something that you think is interesting that people should know.
I think that a lot of the stuff that we talked about during the rules thing, a lot of it was like cleaning up clarification type stuff. Like one of the questions people always ask is like, well, how does it work with like, you know, if you're 2 feet are in the on the end zone line and like you're leaning forward, the ball doesn't cross the plane. There were kind of some debates and arguments about that stuff before. Mm-hmm. So I think some of the stuff like that we just kind of cleaned it up and
would you clear it up to say
better. In that particular example, both of your feet have to be fully in the end zone if the ball is not in the end zone. If your toes are touching that front line, I believe it is not a touchdown, correct?
But the line is the end zone.
What's that?
The line is the end zone. Like
the line NFL. Is the end zone, yes. But so if you're in if there. The ball is not in, if your feet are touching that line, then the ball will be spotted. I'm sorry. Yeah, I believe it's spotted wherever the ball was when you caught it.
Yeah. It's a rare instance, but it does come up when bang, the ball is out and the feet are in.
Yeah.
And
all that's going to happen is that refs are going to call it a touchdown, so it doesn't matter. And people are just going to scream, this blade of grass was
people screamed before, and they're going to scream afterwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, the best we can do is define it as well as we can.
That's good.
So what I did want to say, though, is instead of going rule by rule on the new stuff, I would encourage anyone to give me their email to go on the ref list. I send a rule book attached to every ref schedule each week so you can review it. The new rules are in yellow, highlighted in yellow. Shout out to Travis, he did a really good job of breaking down a lot of the rule book and bullet pointing some stuff instead of some run-on sentences, so it's a little bit easier to digest. And add to the ref list, read the emails, read the rule book, the updates, and come to me with any questions, or Jeff or Travis. And then also I want to encourage people, if they are scared to ref and they're new, they can come to me and I will shadow them.
Yeah, we already were having shadows.
If I shadow you, I'll let you keep the dues, or just sign up, I'll give you a good shadow, give the refs the dues for your first game, but you'll have a shadow there. You'll be reffing, but they can stand right next to you, just to give you that comfort for and any new stuff you might come across. So that's all is on the table. We're doing the 4-game rule again.
We are.
Correct?
Hey, Jeff. So, if I want to shadow, and I do that, and I spend my hour learning how to referee, does that count as one of my 4 games?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yep, we're doing everything we can to incentivize people to get more involved in reffing. So we're not going to turn people away and say, no, you need to do a shadow and then 4 on top of that. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It was amazing because you actually reffed our 1 game we'll get into when it started raining, and you were like, oh, shit, I need to go find my bag because it's going to get drenched. So Alex, shout out to him. He was watching Garrett the whole time. And Garrett's like, you're reffing this right now. I have to go. Garrett just bailed on him. And I looked at him. I'm like, you know what's going to happen. He's like, what? I go, it's raining. So it's going to be a kooky play. And you're going to get it wrong. And people are going to kill you. And he's like, no, don't say that. And like 4 seconds later, Garrett showed back. I was fine. I think he did like 2 plays. It wasn't a big deal. But just like, he just got the biggest smile. I was like, all right, cool. He'll be fine if he can take a little bit of bullshit. That's
pretty cool. He was great. He was attentive. That was funny. You could say that. He would.
Of course I would say it. Whatever. Look, if he gets terrified, he's probably going to do a shitty job for a minute. But the fact that he was just like cool about it, he's like, no, I got this.
It's
like,
sink or swim.
Yeah, exactly. And he did all right for his 4 plays, probably legitimately.
Yeah.
What else happened? Oh, so we have to get a new website. I think we should just re-announce that because people don't read. So
let me just give an update on the website because I've kind of gone back and forth with Topper a couple times in this. So one of the things we communicated to the captains and we've put on the existing website as well, toppersports.com. There's been some changes to the league this session and this past winter session. I think people know that Topper is not as involved as he used to be anymore. We had to kind of restructure some stuff around the league. So I know nobody ever reads the waivers that they sign, but the waivers no longer say Topper Sports LLC. We have a new business, I'll call it, that's kind of running this. TSL 716
is
new LLC. That's technically what we are now, although people can call it whatever they want.
And I will tell you this right now, for anybody who's about to bitch about that name, Jeff tried every way he could to get TSL Football. He offered other people money for it because he's like, this is dumb, but there was nothing else we could do.
TSL Football was taken, TSL Sports was taken, so TSL 716 is what it is. You don't have to call it that. It's still the TSL. You can call it Toppers if you want to. I don't care what you call it. It's going to be the same group of people doing the same type of stuff. We do have to make some changes, though, and one of the things is the website.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the plan is we are going to keep using the toppersports.com website for this session because the new website is not going to be up and ready in time, obviously, for the start of the season, which was last Saturday. Mm-hmm. So at some point over the summer, we'll do some transitional stuff. We'll get the website up and running for fall, But for now, we're running this league off of the toppersports.com website. So nothing really changes for now.
Yep. So new website's coming. I mean, you already saw the changes in the waiver and, like, a couple changes to the rule book. Because remember, the rule book, again, was made when Topper was drunk on 6 bottles of wine and Lenny was probably maybe not on cocaine. So it's going to be a little off in some spots. And either way, nothing's bad. I can't get into exactly why Topper wanted to change, but it has something to do with the Russians and what could get him and his other jobs, because he's tied in a little bit. So don't worry about it specifically, but maybe worry about it a little bit. No. But yeah, Topper isn't completely gone. He's doing what he did before, where he'll show up perennially.
And he's still super helpful to us,
He was at the Breakfast Club draft. He talks to us all the time in our chats. He just is
every time I can't figure something out on the website, like how to make the standings work correctly, how to update the dates or something, Topper, you know, he's always a phone call away. So he's still assisting. He's still doing his thing. And I think he'll still come to the fun stuff, like the Breakfast Club draft.
Some new stuff. We're updating some other things. Making a new logo at some point. We don't know. We're just throwing around ideas just to, you know, have some fun with it. So that's about it on that front. Saturday happened. Football was played. We've been waiting literally 6 months to do so. I mean, you can count the indoor league, but that's more funsies, and that's just a different thing. But we got here. We spent most of the week looking at the weather, being terrified.
It was a little cold.
And
I was cold.
It was definitely cold. Played. Yeah,
At 100%. In the afternoon.
Well, to be fair, it was supposed to rain the entire time.
That is true. That is true.
Jeff had to give out the Thursday, hey, pay attention to everything we do because we might have to tell you that we're rained out, but we were probably not going to.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many texts I get from captains or players that are just like, hey, are we playing on Saturday? Yeah, the answer is always the same. We're playing on Saturday until I tell you that we're not.
How many did you get Saturday morning?
Saturday morning? I think only a few on Saturday morning. I think most of them were like Thursday and Friday when
people woke up and it
forecast.
Wasn't raining, so they were like, sweet, we're playing no matter what. But before where it was supposed to pour the whole time, people would boogie the
And it did look ugly. I get questioning it, but everybody just assume games are on unless we tell you they're not.
I think we do what we talked about before, but Topper never let us do, but now we can probably do it, is force every captain to be in a Telegram chat.
In a Telegram chat.
Just so we can say, tell your teams.
Yep.
It's just,
that'd be the fastest way
just
to do
one
it, sure.
thing. We'll only send it out if something goes horrible or you got to tell the whole league something. But I think if we make it required, that's just good for everybody. You know, that way you're not getting bombarded with texts and trying to do 15 other things and F that. So I think we're just going to make people do that because we can, right?
Sure, yeah.
I love that. So anyway, Saturday happened, and like Jeff kind of alluded to, if you played at 10 o'clock, you had a pretty good time.
We had beautiful weather at 10 o'clock.
If you played at 11 o'clock, you had an 86% of a good time.
Yep.
And then it went sideways.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, a little chilly.
It got cold, but it wasn't raining then, right?
That is true. No, it was just
12
raining.
And 1 were the worst.
I think 12 was the worst.
12
and 1, 12 and 1 got dumped on, and then 1 and 2 were like slight rain, but just
really
bitter
windy
cold.
And cold.
Yeah,
yes.
Super windy and cold. But hey, football's back, and that's really what matters. And we have started leagues before. For the first week, we've been playing in snow, so this is nothing. We've done it before. Let's just get into the games. Let's talk about the nice games. Read me the 10 o'clock games.
All right. You know, for the first score read of the 2023 TSL Sports League, we have Sticky Bandits shutting out Scared Hitless 37-0. No Punt Intended 32. Untouchables 31. Bullet Club 42 against Can't Touch This 37. And then Buffalo Vice 38 against Baddies 33.
Okay, so what we have learned from the first set of games already is that Jeff Kroll has already rigged the league in his favor.
100%.
Dickie Bandits 37, Scared Hitless 0.
I don't ref my own games.
Tell me, it doesn't matter. You control the people who control those people. It's fine. I think I'm going to just make you the overlord. That's what Lenny would do.
Sure, make me the bad guy.
37-0. Just tell me about your game, man. It doesn't seem too hard. You played in it, so it couldn't have been that great.
Yeah, you're right. If it was close, I'd be on the sideline. I promise you that. No, I mean, look, we played against Scared Hitless. We played against them each of the last couple of seasons.
Did they beat you last time?
No, so they haven't beaten us. We're 3-0 against them, but our last couple games came down to the absolute last play. They're a way better team than what they showed on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Some of it was just they were missing girls.
Rust.
No Jamie, no Kat. Carly wasn't there. God, who else?
So they didn't have anybody.
Mel was just gone from the team now, but yeah. I mean, they're just a very, very different team.
I slept on my soccer team, that's why.
Hey, there you go.
No, I don't think it's that.
No.
I think there's other factors. But yeah, I mean, they had Riley Moser subbing for them. They had Molly, I don't know how to say her last name anymore.
Molly Morgan's fine,
yeah.
Molly Santonacito.
So they were missing a bunch of people on the female side. She is. She's not a sub. Riley was a sub. But yeah, it just wasn't their whole squad there. So, you know, not really indicative of what they can do. It was just all Sticky in the game for the most part.
But I mean, it seems like your team isn't really missing a beat, even though you lost, Christine
and Laura
to the dreaded pregnancy.
I know.
Ruins everything.
Well, It's exciting for me personally, but, you know, for the team, yes.
It makes you late now. Like, you
it does make me late
time.
To things. I was so punctual before, and now, you know, it's all going downhill, but that's all right. We added Brandi Clark to replace them, and Brandi, in her first sticky game, had two interceptions and basically a third where she batted the ball to me. So she had a dynamite day on
defense.
Two
and a half picks.
Two and a half picks. I mean, she was incredible, and then all our guys played great. So not much else to say about that game.
Right. Well, you guys were well-boiled because you guys went
we
into
played
right?
winter also, and that's another thing, too. Scaredheadless took the winter off. So
Is Dean playing with you guys?
Dean is playing with us as like a part-time guy. He'll show up when he can. He wasn't there this past week.
All right. That's cool.
I hate hearing that.
I know.
You know what else
you're
you know what else you hate hearing? Buffalo Vice 38, Baddies 33. We know it's not the girls' fault. So, Garrett, what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to a gender quarterbacking, bud.
No, it was awesome. The girls played great. Mm-hmm. I had a few good throws, definitely, but had like three really, you know, just kind of dumb picks. And then the last drive of the game, I had Robin, like, she was wide open. I just threw it at her feet. So, although I will say, I don't know if it affected me or not, but Billy, you know how he comes out on the field? He was like kind of, I was rolling left. He was like,
I heard about that.
So I was like, ooh. I don't know. I can't say it affected my throw, but it was kind of annoying. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, I don't know. Other than, I will say, the girls, like every huddle, they were just grabbing at my junk a bunch and stuff, but
can you blame
nobody did, unless it was to push it away.
Oh, it was nonstop, right? You guys gotta calm down. So other than that, completely factual statement.
Stop reaching.
That would not be happening on Breakfast Club. Let me just put it out there.
No, it was a really fun loss, honestly, because that's just a great group of girls. So I cannot wait for the season. I am super pumped to play with this team. Like it's a blast.
I'm glad. So, how did Buffalo Vice beat? Were they good? Who played well for them? Did they have anybody? You don't know anybody.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Gonzalez balled out. He could have had a few more deep touchdowns. They just missed him a few times. And then I think their team overall, they played really well on defense, too. They had a real tall guy. I don't know his name. He had two really nice picks as well.
I wonder if it's Frank Pizza, because that guy's got a great name.
No idea.
Pizza?
Yeah, his name's Pizza.
Their quarterback's a tall guy. It wasn't him, was it?
Okay. No.
Whatever, shout out to Vice for getting the win over the baddies out of right away. No pun intended, 32, Untouchables 31. We didn't really get to watch this game because everybody else was playing, but they were on the field next to mine, and they were just slinging it back and forth the whole time. Burr looked really good, too. This was an amazing game. I didn't get to see the end. I don't know how, no pun intended, won, but these two teams were evenly matched, and if there was any concerns about like D2 at all, like we'll get into it. I think D2 is going to just beat the crap out of
D2 is amazing how
awesome.
Close it all is right now.
I know it's only five teams, but it's going to be really cool. How does their schedule work? Are they just playing everybody four times?
You play twice. Everybody, yeah, sorry. Everybody in your division, you play twice if Perfect. You're in D2. Worked out great.
Yeah, it's going to work out great. So that was a great game to watch from the sideline. Wish I caught the ending, but I was too busy worrying about my own ending. Bullet Club 42, Can't Touch This 37. Shout out to Can't Touch This again. Ryan can just throw the ball a mile. He's really good. The team just keeps getting better and better. We played them first week of the season last year, and they were just a much better team than they were then. We started off okay. We scored on just about every drive, and we stopped them once or twice, so we were kind of up two scores. And then, for some reason, we wanted to switch to man in the second half. I don't know why, but that let Ryan just chuck it down the field. So they had two full field throws. There was a little debate, on one of them, because one of the new rules happened that our referee didn't know about, and I wasn't sure about it either, where before, apparently you had to be completely over the line to be called over the line by the quarterback, but he just took one step and threw it, which I thought was always the rule. Turns out I was wrong the whole time, but we had just changed it to 1 foot over the line, but we weren't sure, and I wasn't going to yell at Derek or anything. I just let it play out. I was just like, but we had a good discussion about it, and was like, I don't really know, so eventually we waited until you came over and explained it, but...
And Garrett can correct me if I'm wrong on this. I don't know that it necessarily changed so much as we clarified it. I think in the past the rule book only said if you're over the line, this is the penalty. I don't think we defined what over the line was. Okay. So in the NFL, I think, you know, your entire body has to be over the line, which is not how a lot of us interpreted it.
Correct.
So I think we just provided a little more clarification on that. So if 1 foot goes over the line now, we're saying you are over the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it came down to it, and so they made a little bit of a comeback, and they scored a gender touchdown with 18 seconds to go. And I remember Easton looking up at me, just bewildered, and he goes, how did this happen? Because it was one of those games that we felt like we had in hand the whole time. All of a sudden, we just weren't winning anymore. And we had 18 seconds. We had all three of our timeouts. And first play, we get half the field. Second play, we get like maybe just a small little chunk. So now it's like 6 seconds to go or something. No, it was like 12 seconds left still. So I don't think we got a little chunk play. But Jeff throws a pass to the sideline to Kelsey, who played for Lenny's Ladies last year, and she's fantastic. Great hands.
What's Kelsey's last name?
Harrigan.
Okay.
She's fantastic. She's got moves for days. She's really good, and once she, like, learns how to play the ins and outs a little bit more, because I didn't teach her that on Lenny's Ladies, so she's going to be a superstar. I really think so. She's really good. But she made a play where she went up for the ball, and as she came down, she saw the guy coming in, so she ducked under the tag. And this guy lost his mind like he tagged her, but me and Derek were there. I can do this guy. He definitely didn't get two hands on her. She got up, and she started running towards the end zone, and another guy came in, but he was, like, watching the other guy yell, so he kind of, like, swiped at her. So he definitely got her up here, but she made a move right then and kind of, like, tucked her hip. So he says he got her shirt. I saw space, but of course I did. And she walked in the end zone, but everybody was too busy yelling, saying that they got the first tag. None of them paid attention. They didn't call a timeout. And Steve Moser is just calling it a touchdown, and Derek's
calling it a touchdown. That's how
the game ends. So we went on her touchdown because she, like, juked and jived through.
Wow.
She definitely made the first guy miss. She probably made the second guy miss, but I'm not 100% sure. I mean, other people said they thought he tagged her. You know, it was one of those things. I mean, maybe he did. But either way, all I know is that we had 3 seconds left. And Easton even said, I talked to him today at work. He was just, I was calling timeout because I thought maybe if she got tagged, I'm going to stop it.
Yeah.
So maybe we score on the next play, maybe we don't. But it was a hell of a finish. So that was pretty cool. And then that wasn't even the best finish we had of the day. So
let's get to the 11 o'clock.
Yeah, so let's. Thank you, Jeff, for stealing my segue.
I know.
All right, 11 o'clock games. We have no punt intended, 27, versus Mavericks, 26. Untouchables, 21, versus Free Ballers, 15. Bullet Club, 38, over Wanderers, 34. And Come From Behind, 32, with a shutout against Goat Sack, 0.
Okay.
Can I just interrupt 1 second?
Yes, it's not interrupting. It's just podcasting. Go. Yeah.
Very good job on the scores.
Thank you.
I don't.
A lot of personality.
Because we have them in the order.
Yeah.
Thinking about that one name from 1 o'clock, but we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Maybe I'll think of it. Maybe I won't.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx you. No pressure, but this might be the best score read of all time.
This is amazing.
I'm so honored. Thank you.
Have you guys watched any of these? I played in one, so I don't know if you've seen any, did anything with it.
I didn't watch any of these. I think I talked to Travis for like a minute at the bar afterwards about the no pun intended Mavericks game.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be wrong on this, but I think what Travis said was that Mavericks went up 26-0.
They did.
And then all of the scoring after that was no pun intended.
Yep.
Don't know any specifics about who did what, but it sounds like a massive.
Because I saw Jordan around the 3 o'clock games he was reffing, and you know, we were just talking, and he's laughing. He's like, it's good to be back. He's like, well, we blew it earlier. And he's like, we were up. I think he said 20-0.
Maybe that's it. I don't
either
know.
Either way, they went up big, and then no pun intended, came back for the win. So that sounds like a really exciting game. Untouchables and Free Ballers went back and forth again, too. This time Untouchables came out with the win, obviously. Come From Behind, not the best start for Goatsack to get into the league, but Goatsack wins anyways because they were at the bar. They showed up, man.
Goatsack was awesome.
Goatsack was all over there. Yeah. Molly from Come From Behind, of course, comes over and she goes, look, we beat them, but like they were the funnest people to play against. I love them. She goes, I already told them I adopted all of them, so they're ours forever.
Is it their first time in the league?
So I think I talked to Andy. He said that they played in this league like years ago. I don't know if it was just for one session or what. I don't know at what level they played, but they haven't been here for a long time, and now they're back.
Yeah, they recognize the name.
They almost came back for the COVID year when
and
they got game on at that point when that happened.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, it was like a second too late for us to get them in because I remember they were trying to do that. But it's good to have them back there. And like I said, they showed up at the bar.
Yeah,
they were there for a while. Definitely had the biggest representation there. But
yeah.
Come From Behind was in second with that. So they were going back and forth. They're already ingrained in the league. They get it, and that was really awesome. Bullet Club Wanderers. We were joking because we hadn't played these guys probably in a football game in like 10 years. We used to play them in an indoor league back in the day. And it was just a lot of fun. They started with the ball. They would score. We would score just back and forth. And then it got a little tricky in the middle where Pete got a pick, and then Jeff gave it right back to him. That kind of sucked. But we had the ball coming out of the half. We walked down the field, and Tiffany, she's rushing. So Jeff goes to throw. It's like fifth down, probably from like the – 1 point line, we'll call it that. And he goes to throw it, and she gets her hands up because she's taller.
Yeah.
Deflects the ball up in the air and picks it off herself.
Amazing.
No. It was great. The way Garrett lost that Breakfast Club.
Oh.
That Breakfast Club championship last year.
I was reffing that game, saw that, and immediately go, oh, buddy, Lee, that missed.
He did say that. I go, that was great. It was awesome. So it was an amazing play there. And then, so they went down and scored. So all of a sudden, they have the lead. And we get down, we're going down the field. Fourth down, it just starts sprinkling. You're like, oh, this is going to be terrible. And I, like an asshole, turn to Nick Buchek, and I go, hey, this is going to be the ball gets kind of wet, so it slips out of Jeff's hands on sixth down interception drive. Just watch. Well, boy, I couldn't have been more right. We get down to the one-yard line, six down, and as soon as Jeff calls hike, the wind, like, it starts torrential downpour, and the wind is blowing in his face. So, it, like, the raindrops felt like little bullets for a second. So, all of a sudden, he calls hike. As he catches the ball, he's like, oh! Because it just, like, literally, like, Mother Nature was rushing him. And he tried to throw, and sure shit, the ball slipped out of his hands. Frank picked it off. And then he tried to run it back, but he got tagged out at, like, the one. So, like, oh, shit, we needed that one. They start going the other way. They get, like, five and one at, like, the half line, and they got to make a big play. And sure shit, like, when Frank went back, the winds, because now it was at his back, the winds and rain just came coming, and we stopped him, so we got the ball back. We end up scoring. We had to go down late and score. Steph scores with, like, a minute 30 left or something like that. And they let her score. Like, she went, and they went for the fake tag and pulled back so that she scored to save time.
Just timing-wise. Yeah, exactly.
Smart. Brilliant. Yep. Amazing smart play. They start walking down. Time's running out. And it comes down to basically where they're rushing for the last play. Would you say it was around midfield?
Yeah, it was right around midfield.
Around midfield. And everybody's rushing back to the line. And Frank calls hike. But the problem is that they didn't have one person on the side of the rusher. So it was a legal formation. And you hear, as soon as they call hike, three people on my field, it was like Pete, Nick, and John Langley, were just like, illegal formation doesn't matter. Garrett's called a penalty. Steve Mosier had two. It sucks because Frank threw an awesome ball into the back corner that Sal caught.
It was beautiful.
He got his tippy toes in. Would have been an amazing game-winning touchdown.
Oof. And I'm sure that his catch was inbounds, too.
100%. No, I was right there. I said it was in. That was a good catch.
See, that was a baller, too. It was a great catch.
It was amazing. He's really good. I remember Steph went up to me afterwards. She goes, is that the guy I drafted in Breakfast Club? He's really good.
She's going to like that.
You did well there. It's going to be fine. He was great. But everybody was laughing and joking after the game. It was great to have them there. They're awesome people. But unfortunately, we got to go to the bar, and they had to play in the downpour that started. So let's just talk about, that. 12 o'clock, when the heavens opened up.
12 o'clock, losing streak 22 over tight ends in motion 8, free ballers 34 over practice squad 29, then wanderers 31 over degeneration sexy 28, and lastly TMA 30 over Gucci 26.
Who's got what? Nobody paid attention again, did they? Because it was raining. Nobody wanted to watch these games.
I was definitely hiding at the bar at this point.
I watched the last two reffing at a bridal shower.
Garrett, which game did you ref? Miserably reffing. Well, actually, Johnny, you ref the first half for me. I'm not getting into that. I played quarterback on the first drive for tight ends until their guy got there.
Oh, no.
I didn't score for him either. Turnover on downs. But it was just Andy Schmerger was playing quarterback. Just didn't seem to be in sync with them, but it was also pouring rain. He's got a cannon. He had some good balls. They were just tight ends were out of sync. And, I mean, no disrespect to the other D1 teams. My favorite right now to win D1 is losing streak.
Ooh.
Pretty handily, I think.
Handily?
I like not handily, because it's too good of a division. It's too much.
No, it's pretty
good. Handily is too much. But right now they're my favorites. Okay. I think that, especially on defense, they're going to be a nightmare.
How does that make you feel?
Jeff Kroll.
Oh, I feel great about it.
I still like you, Jeff Kroll.
I feel great about it. Why wouldn't I feel great about it?
No, okay.
I think that between losing streak, eyes downtown, obviously, Legends is going to look a little different this year, but mm-hmm. they added Mel. I think there's going to be a bunch of teams in the mix. If we remember how D1 ended last session, mm-hmm. tight ends in motion were like, they weren't the number one seed. I think they were the 2 seed going into it.
Right.
And then they got beat in the first round by Scared Hitless. Like, stuff happens. There's a bunch of good football players.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's what you want, right? You want a division where it feels like anyone can beat anybody. Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's awesome to have one more
team. I think anybody but
like
Frodo in D1 can win.
Anybody but Frodo. Impossible to Frodo.
But hey, if we get Frodo
a quarterback. Maybe if Frodo's quarterback gets injured.
We get them a backup quarterback, it'll be fine. Yeah.
If Frodo goes like 0-5, Garrett's going to be asking me to hit him with a crowbar in the knee. Just, I need you to do this for me.
Yeah.
Please, do me the favor.
Bring me out to pasture.
Nah, you're good. Free Ballers 34, Practice Squad 29, another good game. Practice Squad, their first game in D2 after moving up, after winning D3. They just keep winning. They just keep moving up. B said it was a really good game. They just missed on one or two things. Plus, again, playing in a downpour, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's, like you said, D2 is going to be great. Free ballers looked a lot better than they have in the past. They just really seemed with it. They added Adrian, which always helps, and added Brittany. So they got a little bit of help, and they look pretty good. So I'm excited to see, like I said, anything in D2 is going to be fun to watch. The Wanderers and Degeneration Sexy, which is the Kellers, right?
Correct, yeah.
That's all the Kellers. They went out. Obviously, Degeneration Sexy lost because Scott Senior didn't throw, so they didn't. They couldn't keep up, obviously, offensively. That's the only thing that mattered there. I think the Wanderers won at the end of that game, too.
They did. I saw maybe just the last, you know, 30 seconds.
So tell me about the last 30 seconds. Seems pretty exciting.
It was, I mean, look, I don't have much to describe. It was just, they were, I know that Wanderers were close. They had Sal just doing like a cross, and they made a nice, it looked like a one-handed grab there to get the game-winning score. I think Degeneration Sexy had the ball after that, so they had one more chance to score, but obviously didn't. So yeah. Good that Wanderers got a win after the way that the Bullet Club game ended.
It's not my fault. Know the rules. I'm just kidding. So Frank kept saying I have to be in trouble, and I know he's listening to this. Frank told me, he's like, I'm going to listen to the podcast. I was listening to the podcast when I'm not even in the league. I was like, all right, that's exciting. So, hi, Frank. It was super exciting to play against you. TMA 30, Gucci 26. Welcome back to the league, Gucci. TMA, not quite TMA, I guess, right? There's a bunch
it's
of big
TMA-ish.
Names.
It's TMA-ish. They lost a bunch of people. They lost Prim. I guess they lost like half a dozen of their guys, but they were a huge team to begin with.
Right. You know what, though? They still had Ron Weber, who every time exactly, I looked over.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Was it the same way?
Yep.
That dude just catches everything. So it seems like they had a pretty good game there. But again, the rain. Everything is in the rain. Sorry we didn't watch a bunch of games, but quite frankly, it was pouring rain out. So what the hell are we going to do? I was going to go take my bucket and go like
peruse. Don't get scheduled during rain if you don't want people to watch.
Jeff, get us a dome.
I'll do my best.
There's one literally laying on the ground across the street. Just go get it.
I'll go blow it up or something.
I mean, we might be able to find one in this creepy house. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in here.
That's true, actually. Oh, it's right there.
Like,
there
it is. Hey, right there.
There's
a full dome.
No, it's literally behind you. There it is.
It's a tarp.
I know. We could have.
We can figure it out.
Do we have access to using all this stuff for the league at all? Like, what are in these boxes? We should find out.
Too creepy.
We could sell it to buy a dome.
Nobody's buying that portrait of the old Whittler.
You know? Maybe an old
portrait. It helps build a dome. I got $20 on it.
That's amazing. I don't want to know what you have $20 on, though. So, let's just move on to 1 o'clock.
Oh, no. Okay, so.
Who won?
Well, you know, this one team won 20 against Tater-Dots 13.
What was the name of the team?
Here are the options. Intergalactic Lighting Falcons, the Intergalaxy Lighting Falcons.
Lightning, by the way.
Lightning, I can't even. I'm so flustered over this first word. The Interdimensional Lightning Falcons.
All right, I'm just giving it to you. That's the one. You get
that
it.
That is the one.
It
you
is?
Get it, yes.
Interdimensional Lightning Falcons. My defense, it says INT Lightning Falcons. All right, so they...
That's a stupid long name.
I know, right? Shorten it.
Big jerk.
They won 20 over Tater Tots 13. Then Not So Sticky 18 over Long Balls 7. Southside 43 over Back That Pass Up 12 and Grass Eaters 38 over Mighty Dunks 15.
All right, Mighty Drunks 15, Grass Eaters 38.
Mighty Drunks. Oh my God, I saw Drunks. That's why I said I'm all flustered.
It's okay.
Intergalaxy. Wow, man.
Deep breath. Deep breath. It's.
I was a couple mimosas in at the baby shower I was at, so.
I love it. The Grass Eaters is the Moser team, right, with Steven Riley and then a whole bunch of their friends. So they've kind of played before. Mighty Drunks haven't played at all. It's Jill Dibble and her boyfriend, a bunch of their friends.
Correct.
Met him. He's a really nice guy, by the way.
Yeah.
But like, I talked to them at the bar a little bit, and she was just like, yeah, nobody knows exactly what they're doing yet.
Yeah.
Once they figure it out, they'll be
I could tell they were new just because like, they weren't lining up. Tell they were new, too, because I reffed that game. They were having a lot of fun. Great energy out there, so...
That's kind of what you want in D6. Yeah. Great energy. Yeah. Even if you're losing, you're still having a good time.
Yep.
So, who stood out for the Grass Eaters? Anybody? Or is it just, like, easy peasy?
Riley had, like, 100 catches, as usual.
That's it's going to be, right? That's what you think the D6 team is going to be. Just Steve throwing to Riley 100 times.
Yeah.
Opponents of Grass Eaters. Put your best guy on Riley and see how it goes.
Fair. Yeah. Opponents of Southside. Apparently, good luck. Southside 43, jeez. Back That Pass Up 12. I know Back That Pass Up is... A new team, right?
Yeah, they're a new team. Jeff May is their quarterback, but he was not here this week.
Oh, okay. So that's why they got up to 12. I'm kidding. I love Jeff May. Jokes aside, Southside looks to be back to their kill people ways.
Yeah, people said their girls were really good. I didn't get a chance to watch any of their games.
Well, they were looking for people, too, at one point. So I heard that I knew they were missing something, but Tyler was there, and he can sling it. So I'm assuming he was playing quarterback again, and he's really good. But they put up a bunch of points on a team that – is still figuring out how to play in the league, and that's exactly what you're going to see a couple times in D6 this time around. There's going to be just some lopsided scores. It's going to happen all season, but as long as you figure it out at the end, we'll have a pretty good playoffs there. Not So Sticky 18, Long Balls 7. Jeffrey, tell me about it.
So the 1 o'clock hour, really shitty weather. It really wasn't raining for most of the game, or at least raining very hard, but it had that cold sideways wind.
When you're already kind of wet.
Yeah. So it was just a super sloppy game offensively. Our team had three picks in this game, I think. I think the other team had one, I'm not sure. Just really difficult to move the ball.
Yeah.
They're a new team of people. Buddy Lee is on that team, but I think other than Hearn, I didn't recognize anybody else.
So some of the guys on the team play hockey. I know they're a bunch of hockey players.
Yeah.
And a few of them played for the Varsity Has-Beens, I believe.
Yeah, okay, that's the Matty Norton team.
Yeah, so yeah. I remember that. I'm pretty sure that's the team they played for. But I remember some of the names because I've played hockey against and with these guys before, so like the Cruz Jacksons and stuff before. Yeah. So that's where they're coming from. They're a bunch of hockey players playing football. So that's, again, another newer team who's still trying to like find their way. It's
that's exactly.
Did Buddy throw for them?
No, he didn't throw for them. He's just playing receiver.
Well, so eventually he'll throw for them. Maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
You don't really know. Who's throwing for you guys? You got Rags?
We've got Rags throwing, yeah.
Right, that's cool. Because you had some changes too, right?
Yeah, so we had a bunch of changes. We lost, so of course we lost my wife. I know. Tell me about it. We lost my wife. We lost Carl Smith. We lost Alex Bookless. You know, these are important people.
Where's Carl?
Carl's just MIA. So Carl was on...
Let's talk about
Carl shit. Carl was on Lightning Falcons, and Carl was on Not So Sticky, and now the two are in the same division. We play each other.
Did he just feel super bad, so now he's not playing for anybody?
I guess. So we both talked to him ahead of time and said, Carl, whatever team you want to do is fine with us. Just, like, make sure you let us know. Just give us enough time to make other plans or whatever. And he was like, yep, absolutely, I'll let you know. Never let either of us know.
That's so, like making the kid picking a divorce.
That's
though.
Right.
You guys
that
got
is tough. Maybe we needed to step up.
Yeah,
and
I think
we talked about it, and you're going to live with your mom for a while.
Yeah, and he'd say, we paid him for your rights.
Yeah, exactly.
He would have appreciated this, though, so because he doesn't want to make the decision.
He doesn't. Apparently he doesn't, so he didn't, and now he's just not on any teams right now.
Now he's in an orphanage. Yeah.
Now he's in an orphanage right now.
He's got 2 or 3 weeks left, right? Is he on a roster at least?
I put him on our roster.
Yeah, so you're laying claim to him. You're going
to
get him
I'm laying claim to him just so Andrew can't lay claim to him, right? Yeah.
Good, I like that.
So we'll see how it goes.
Being a deadbeat dad.
Deadbeat dad to Carl.
Yeah.
We brought in a couple new people to the league, so we got Brian Gillespie, who's playing for us now. I think he's 47 years old.
Holy shit.
He's a friend of mine from, I do like bar league trivia with him.
Super
nice guy, and he had a pick in his first game with us, so that was awesome. That was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
So some new faces. We've got some new girls on the team. You know, one Heidi, I'm going to say her name wrong, Heidi Weinborg, who played her first ever game of like organized football with us. So, you know, we had to explain how everything works. But it's a lot of fun, you know, and she had a good time.
Yeah.
I hope it's a lot of fun because that's part of what scares me when we do the whole pit parade thing.
Yeah.
That's just a bunch of like my friends from work and then me and Dave Walter.
Yeah.
And so, like, Nick Hawes is from Spinelli's is throwing for us.
Sure.
Spinelli's apparently couldn't put together a team, but they're
even
all playing
like,
for somebody else.
Even though, like, all of their stars are playing somewhere.
I read that. I was like, yeah they are kind of all everywhere. But whatever. It's fine. So, but I hope Nick's not expecting much because it's going to go poorly. But
yeah, it's tough when you get an experienced quarterback with a bunch of, like, inexperienced receivers.
It'll help for explaining them the routes and stuff.
Oh, it'll help
like,
for the receivers, yeah, but it's just frustrating for the quarterback where it's like, no, man, I told you to do, like, a 7-yard out. Why did you do this?
Yeah, so... Looking real forward to that, but it should be a blast. But there's a whole bunch of new people coming to the league that should be fun. But it's also going to be like a, hey,
yeah,
you can't do X, Y, and Z like the whole time.
Sure.
So hopefully everybody shows up early. We'll see. There's that. And then finally, the Interdimensional Lightning Falcons.
Ha.
20. Tater Tots 13. Did Andrew give you notes? Because he loves giving you notes.
He does love giving me notes. He told me that he threw the ball into the ground a bunch, which he loves to do as quarterback.
He didn't want to be quarterback. He doesn't love it.
So he doesn't love quarterback.
He's secretly mad at Joe Miano right now.
Not secretly.
It's blatantly.
Not secretly. He's blatantly mad at Joe Miano for leaving him. Yep.
That jabroni.
He tried to get... That jabroni. That's good. He tried to get B to quarterback for him as well.
B's just like, nah, bro.
B did like a winter session with them at Game On over the winter. But I don't know. I guess he just
wanted to... Well, did B get his 4 games of reffing in?
Don't know.
He got one game that he kind of watched.
Yeah, I love it.
That's my team. Game starts with 3 quarters.
Well, no. Stop it.
He $40 for one, I think, this week. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I love B. I saw B again today, right in the back of the garbage truck going to work. I see him every Monday.
That's awesome.
I usually yell at him, but he was waving everybody by today.
So, I think that Rags said that he, or not Rags, confusing my quarterbacks here. I think that Andrew said that he threw 2 picks to, I think
Drunk Meg,
right?
So Drunk Meg, you beat me to the punch here. Drunk Meg came in, or right before she left, she goes, and I just want you to know when you're on the podcast, you tell everybody that Drunk Meg had 2 picks. She's coming for everybody.
MVP.
The best way that she yelled was, I didn't know they lost. The way she yelled,
Declaration. Yeah.
We're beating the shit out of everybody, except that we lost, but that's fine. That's fine. So that was great. But she's pumped up. Again, the glory that is the first week is just so much fun. And she's on my Breakfast Club team, which I think that's like the fourth time I've been
on. Wait, whose Breakfast Club team are you on?
Shit.
Who's your captain?
Jenna.
Okay.
I would say if I had there's 2 people in the league I would want cheering me on from the sideline. It would be Drunk Meg.
Yes.
and Trish. Those would be
Trish is the best, two number one
supporters. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's why I want riding with me.
And Trish is my hero. I think Trish is going to resume her role as podcast associate. So
we'll believe it when we see it.
We're still in contract talks, but she said she's more available than she was before. So we'll see. Let's move on to 2 o'clock.
All right, we have Legends 45 over Frodo Swaggins 14. Yeesh. Eyes Downtown 27 over Gray Hair Don't Care 20. Southside 30 over Two Toddies 20.
That's
Toddies? I don't know if there's six U's in Toddies.
Real dark in here. You know, it's getting darker out. And then lastly, Sausage McMuffins 12 over Balls Deep 6.
Sausage McMuffins. Who are they?
They're
Sausage
new.
Sausage McMuffins is a new team. I think Alex Hill is the captain for that team.
Who was he on before? What was this before?
I don't remember what this is like a branch off of. All I know about Sausage McMuffins is that they have the best jerseys.
Sure. Yeah. I was going to say that.
Frodo has the best jersey.
It makes you want to like...
Frodo's are beautiful. I mean, do you know what the Sausage McMuffin jersey is?
I don't.
It's literally a Sausage McMuffin
picture. Frodo is like a work of art, whereas this is not a work of art. This is just like a black shirt with literally just like a cutout picture of a Sausage McMuffin on it.
That's awesome. It makes you want to get in your car and go to McDonald's and get a McGriddle.
It's so simple.
It is.
I love it because I know Mackenzie's on that team. She's so hilarious. I love her. So they get a 12-6 win against Balls Deep. Balls Deep, you said, is the old
Punt Cakes.
Yes. Yeah, but they added a couple Spinelli's players. But
they did.
Obviously,
I don't know if they were all there.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Plus it was pouring right now.
Right.
Was it pouring at two? Actually,
maybe it wasn't. Pouring, but it was cold. And windy. It was windy and cold. That's when I arrived.
That's when I arrived. Mimosa full.
Literally, yes.
There it is. Southside gets another win against the Tutties, 30-20. I talked to Corey for a second at the bar. He just said that, you know, rust and figuring out. But hey, Tutties got to 20. But again, Southside they're pretty good, and I think they're going to be the favorites at this point, right?
So there's a few teams in D6. I think between Southside, Grass Eaters, the Moser team, and Blitzkrieg, who haven't played yet.
Yeah.
I mean, Blitzkrieg did lose Mackenzie Neary.
Yeah, that'll be a loss. She's really good.
That'll be tough to
another gain for some.
Yeah, that's very true. Gain for baddies.
That was really cool.
Am I saying that right? Are we supposed to say baddies, or are we supposed to emphasize
baddies?
Call them by their real name, the Angels. Jesus Christ. I read Baddies Angels and laughed my ass off, by the way. Good work, you. whatchamacallit. So, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, Eyes Downtown 27, Gray Hair Don't Care 20. Looks like they're putting up a fight this year, Gray Hair. I think you put it on the poll on the website where you were like...
Yeah, I did. Yeah, they were the 100-1 odds to win D1 according to The Godfather. And yet they almost beat Eyes Downtown in the first week. Mm-hmm. And they did beat somebody. Was it Frodo? I don't remember.
Can't remember.
All right, that's lost history. Yeah.
Hey, why don't you give us somebody? Give us about 7 minutes.
That sounds about right.
I love it. So
I don't know much about that game. I know that Bobby said that they got stopped in the first drive, and I think Eyes Downtown scored everyone after that.
I know it
came down to the very end. It just came down to the last minutes or so. And Eyes Downtown took it.
Shout out to Gray Hair for hanging in there. They got some new jerseys. They look pretty cool out there.
They do look really cool out there, right?
Yeah. None of it's gray, though.
No,
but that's good because they shouldn't be wearing gray.
Yeah.
It's fine. Gray is the worst color you can wear.
Yeah.
Stop it. Legends 45, Frodo Swaggins 14. You came at the Kings, kid, and you got knocked out. How'd that go?
Didn't go well. Travis stepped in for Joey Betts. He played great. They did their thing, balled out. And then as far as our team, I mean, couldn't tell you. I mean, Maya had something to do with me throwing, I think, 5 interceptions.
It had nothing to do with
them. I walked up and watched part of that game at the end. No, it's actually during the Gray Hair game is when I talked to you. And you went, I can't wait to be on the podcast because I'm going to tell everybody how I threw 13 interceptions.
13 in one day.
In one day. 13 interceptions. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I think, the worst week of any TSL player.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah. You, woo.
I'm going to blame it on the rain and shit and everything like that, you know. No, it was, they're a great team, so it was going to be a tough battle anyway. But it was just one of those ones where, like, we had no chance.
Like, what are you going to do, man? You're playing the champions, your first.
Yeah, it was just frustrating, you know, because we didn't have a chance based on how I played. I have to make fun of Josh Schneider, too, though, because before I started sucking, the first drive of the game, they come down, we have them on 6-0, maybe like the 2-point line, and Travis lofts up a ball, and it was just one of those ones that's so easy to catch. Josh was like, had time to think, do I bat this down? Do I intercept it? Like,
yeah.
For the touchback. And so he's thinking, and it just kind of hit his hands, bounced right into Sean. Like, oh. So just to start to get stuff. I got to make fun of Josh. That's why we lost it.
Josh.
Come on, Josh.
So real quick about Josh then. When did you know that he was going to not play for Stickney?
Oh, there was never a chance.
Like, as soon as they won?
Josh is a Frodo guy through and through. We stole Frodo's best two guys over the winter session, Garrett and Josh, but we knew that they were always going back.
Well, I don't know if you heard about how Garrett played. He might not be one of his two best guys.
Well, after 13 interceptions, maybe not. But all right. We didn't use him to throw the ball in our...
We're ragging on Garrett because, of course, we are. But you also have, like, a decently new team, too. Like,
you moved up.
But you have, like... Don't you have, like, all new women and stuff?
So we have Katie Swanson, who fits right in D1. And then our new girl, Tori, who John on our team knew. So she's just an athlete, and John asked her, like, yeah, you want to play in this league? And
is that the girl you wanted to get to be on this podcast because you said she's a trip?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll get her later.
Yeah, she's got a great personality. I don't know her well at all, but, like, based on first impression, she's going to fit right in the league, you know, great energy. So that's great to have her, and she's good. I mean, she's new, so still some learning to do by me. She's a good athlete.
Here's D1, get good.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Yeah, but
that's a hell of a learning curve. But
and then, we got the Coatsworth brothers. CJ wasn't there. Really looking forward to playing with his height as a QB.
Yeah,
you know, just the bailout player. And then Michael, who is great, very fast, great, you know, stud athlete. So he's going to really help. So
didn't you have a female Coatsworth too?
I put her on the roster. He said she wasn't sure how many weeks she could make. Okay. So
you only running with two women?
Yeah. Oh. Two roster girls.
Damn.
Also, I was talking to Katie Swanson in the off season, and she's like, "So Garrett asked me to play D1, but I don't know because it's D1." I go, "Katie, go play D1. What's wrong with you?" Like, yeah. She was all like insecure, like she was going to do well. I'm like, "Katie, you're really good at football. I watched you do it." Like,
well, I even told her before the first game, look, a lot of teams in this D1, man, the girls play 3 deep, so you're probably going to get a guy on you a lot. Like, you know, just stay patient with me. And she's just such great energy. She never got negative. Like, she's great.
She's a peach. She's the best.
That's awesome.
So, I'm glad she got tied up with you because you'll make it a lot of fun for her. That's cool for 2 o'clock. Why don't we just finish up 3 o'clock?
All right. So 3 o'clock, right here. Don't care 40 over. Frodo Swaggins 10. Let's Get Wrecked 28 over Jabroni 7. Whoop whoop. And then lastly, Travis Henry's Kids 39 over Cobblestone 13.
Well, as the whoop whoop would indicate, you were on.
Yeah, the only game I watched this week.
Because you were in it.
Yes.
So how did it go? Literally. Tell me.
It was good. It was just a good game. I feel like Let's Get Wrecked is half the same, half new as it was last year. Like, I subbed with them a lot, but, like, wasn't officially on their roster last year, and now I'm playing with them full-time. It's just really good. I'll shout out Dave Baker. He's an insane, like, play caller and organizer, and he, like, held it together super well. I mean, Jabroni's played well, too. I think they had a couple new girls who were just getting used to what was happening.
Fair.
So they were trying to, I think, talk him through the game and, you know, just what to do while they were playing, which, I mean, it is a little tough when you're starting, but, I mean, it was a good game. Yeah, that's right. Cool.
So
it was fun.
Last year you said you played for Vaspian, right?
Yeah, Vaspian and Woodpeckers.
Well, Woodpeckers are definitely defunct. So here's a question.
Yeah.
Vaspian moved up to D3, too. Why'd you leave them?
They did. I was so torn at the start of this year. My mindset was like, all right, whoever texts me first. Whoever texts me first is who I'm going to go with. And Rick Recchio texted me first. So I was like, all right, that's who I'm going with. Like,
Rick Recchio remembered to do something. Holy shit.
I know. I really wanted to play with Vaspian, too. It, like, crushed me. And Jeff said I could ref. And I really wanted to. And I don't want to let Jeff Kroll down. But I would not be good at refing.
I think you'll be awesome at it. I think a lot so of people, bad. Not to change the subject, but I think a lot of people get intimidated because they're like, well, I don't know all these rules. And 90% of roughing is just like pointing at the ground and being like, you got tagged here.
Yes.
Not hard.
And there is, to reiterate too, I think we said this before, but there is a cheat sheet on the scorecard. So if you call illegal contact, you don't, you know, the yardage and if it's a loss of down is on that sheet. So that helps too.
You can look it up every single time. I mean, you kind of know what a penalty looks like.
And you will hopefully, in a perfect world, have a more experienced partner to help you
exactly
along.
Exactly right.
True.
We wouldn't and a shadow for your first game.
Exactly, yeah. So
still a little scary to me, but
I'm,
you know, if you
gonna talk to Garrett,
future.
We're
going to
get you on the
oh,
this week.
Oh, well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Is there a good D1? Just throw it right.
Oh, yes. No, dealer. No, thank you.
Oh, Eyes Downtown Photo.
Throw me on a soccer field. Sure. Throw me on a football field. I'll be like, oh, I don't know about that.
That's my number one advice to new refs is if you make a call, just be, you know, assertive about
be
it.
Be decisive. Yeah.
Yep. This is it. This is why you were wrong. Okay, I was wrong here. We've already moved on.
Yep. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, you know, if Jeff Kroll changes the role, then I'll play for Vespian again.
That's not happening.
Why don't you ref some games?
Yeah. Four games, and one of them you just have to shadow. Like, you don't have to do any of the work there.
It still scares me. That's really scary.
We'll do it together. You and I are going to ref a game together.
Okay.
I
love it. All right. Speaking of games,
Jeff refed. Travis Hendricks gets 39, Cobblestone 13. God,
you're so good at these transitions.
Thank you.
I love it.
It's like I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I mean, I walked up to the fields to, like, see how the game was going, and Travis Henry's kids was already up, like, three scores, so.
Yeah, I think that Travis Henry's kids failed to score on their first drive, and it felt like they scored on every drive after that. Like, they got their stuff together pretty quickly, and offensively, Langley was moving the ball really well. So, they just looked like a well-oiled machine. Cobblestone, of course, was missing some people. Yeah. Daryl was playing Iron Man. Cobblestone did have a nice play. I think the guy's name is Warren. I don't know how to say it. Warren Mobley, something like that. He had a nice a pick one on an extra point. So there you go. That's always fun to watch.
Got all those pick ones.
Yeah. But otherwise, I mean, Travis Henry's kids kind of control the game.
For sure. And then finally, Gray Hair Don't Care 40. Frodo Swaggin's 10. I believe these were the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th interceptions that Garrett threw the day.
Yeah, I lost track.
You know what? He didn't have Breakfast Club to warm up. Next week, he's going to crush it at Breakfast Club, and then every single game he's going to win.
Yep.
Because fuck yeah, homosexual.
Positive vibes, baby.
He'll win. That's it. Heck yeah. Record,
the fact that Garrett's on the homosexual.
Yes! Let's freaking go.
We are going to roll. No, I mean, just repeat what I said about me sucking in the first game, put it here, and
rinse and repeat.
Gray Hair, they're a veteran team. They play great. I don't think Eichhoff really made a bad throw. I can remember. They play great as always. Good. Yep. Lost, I think, had three interceptions of my, like, five I threw that game. So
anyway, Nina, it's really cool that you're very supportive of Garrett and his quarterbackness in Breakfast Club.
But I saw last year.
Remember this moment right now in week seven when he doesn't have cleats and he's playing barefoot, or in the playoffs.
I won the game I played barefoot.
Oh, dear Lord.
We won the game.
All right, so what size cleats are you? So I have extras.
I was going to tell you that.
No, as far as me quarterbacking your team, I'm going to tell you that, like I tell every woman I sleep with,
it's
going to start great.
Prepare to be disappointed.
It's going to start great and prepare to be disappointed.
Also get tested. I regret to inform you. No. Okay, well, that was the end of the scores of a very rainy week one. So we're going to move into our winners and losers. We're back. So I don't know if you guys remember how this goes, because we've got to talk about. Oh, look at she's shaking her head. She remembers.
I remember. I already have it planned out.
I love it.
I thought about it on the way here, because I was panicked and under pressure last year.
A lot more work than I did.
I did my homework.
We're going to do winners, we're going to do losers, and then we'll get into final thoughts. Get out of here. So, Jeff Kroll, your winner.
Long list.
Oh, wow. He's extra prepared.
I'm sorry. I'll go through it quickly. Don't worry.
Go ahead.
Sal from Wanderers.
Fair.
First, having the balls to try something new after a lot of years playing in one league.
Mm-hmm.
Already just like the willingness to come over.
Yeah,
awesome. Winner from my perspective. He took the ending of that Bullet Club game like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
Just, all right, it is what it is. Fine. And then he had the game-winning catch in the next game. So, I mean, just, you know, I was impressed
with Sal.
Pretty good one. So, Sal, awesome. Daryl Carr, say what you will about Cobblestone. He had the balls to, when he registered, he said, just put me wherever you want. Wherever you need a team, I don't care what division it is.
He always does that, right?
Apparently he does, yeah. I mean, Daryl's just not afraid of anything.
It's a good way to meet people, too.
It is.
You know?
I get so many people that are like, well, I don't want to compete in this. Like, can't you move me down a division? So people like Daryl are a delight. Colorado Mike, first ref, that's gotten all four of his games in already.
Yeah, he went hard.
Yep, good for him. Baddies, for immediately being a fun, buzzworthy team that people are talking about. Love that. We already talked about Sausage McMuffin and their shirts. Sticky Bandits for winning the 2023 winter session. We don't talk about winter on this podcast, so this is my only chance to say we won a championship.
Shameless plug.
Garrett had the game-winning play. Badass over here. Great team.
Congrats, badass Garrett.
Yep. As long as I'm not the quarterback, we win.
Yeah. 13 picks. Phenomenal. And then you know my last one, but I got to say it anyway. Joe, Garrett, Travis, Topper, everything that people do in the offseason to keep this league up and running, all the meetings we have about, like, rules stuff and, like, preparing for this and that and, like, just all of this nonsense. There's so much work that goes into it. Just really appreciative of the core group of people we have that keeps this league running. Feel free to buy them a drink at the bar. That's
it. Absolutely. I love that. Did he steal any of yours?
Nope.
Perfect. Let's go.
Okay. What do you call it? Winners and losers?
Yeah.
That's you're just doing winners
okay.
now.
Just do winners now.
Oh,
winners.
Just winners. Just okay, winners, okay. Yeah. My winner is Jeff Kroll for Ooh. Running the shit out of this league. It is so well run. It's Look great. I love being in it.
As we podcast in a creepy haunted attic because I didn't book the room.
This isn't
a
good
place.
Well, first off, I probably should have had to do that. Second fair. Of all, I just kind of thought they'd assume we were doing right. it again. It's fine. Yeah. It's on them.
And they did tell us, yeah, we're clear at the bar.
Yeah, they did tell us we were fine. Yeah, that's why I walked in.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, nothing's
yeah,
happening.
I think so. Yeah, sure. yeah,
not the
you're
Presbyterian
good.
Church meeting that we yeah. got booted out for.
Yeah.
Those we, guys after this should go down and get drunk with those dudes.
Those guys,
they know how to party.
Those guys were like, oh, they have other stuff set up. I thought they were going to just give us the room, by the way.
I did, too. I did.
Not very church-like of them, if you ask me, to kick us out, but here we are.
The one guy asked me if I partied and touched his nose. I didn't know. I didn't know what that meant.
You didn't know what
that
meant.
Didn't
Why
happen.
Is he still up here right now?
Garrett, I love you. So that's just it. Just Jeff.
Yeah,
Kroll's
Jeff
great.
Kroll.
Oh, you're good on that.
Jeff, freaking Kroll.
Thanks, Let's go, Garrett.
Oh, winners. I did think about this something right in. John Langley and I for shutting down the bar. Not shutting it down, but we were last. I think TSLers there.
I was there.
What time was that? Do you know?
I left at like 9, dude.
It was. Me and Langley were definitely last ones there.
You were, so I'm saying if I left like around 9, you were
really?
There a little
I was
bit
gonna,
more.
I was say
PM, 9 PM.
Yeah, so it's funny.
What's going on at that time.
I was talking to my team. I'm like, I'm gonna get a drink at the bar, I think. But I was walking up. I'm like, oh, no wonder it's shitty out. No one's there. And then I get in my car. I'm about to go in, and I see a couple people walking. I'm like, oh, there's probably some. And then, of course, there's like 25
billion.
People
Everybody
inside.
Everybody's inside was awesome.
So I was in my car ready to go, and then that turned into 9 or whatever. So
that's
cool.
I didn't know that.
So definitely my boy Langley. Me and him winners for sure. Winners, Tori, my new girl from the league, in a day of absolute offensive
ineptitude.
Yeah, thank you. Three syllable words or whatever. Pass that. I'm no
she
good.
Bailed on the podcast.
No, she didn't bail. She was busy.
She's never asked.
But who works? So she amazing. She had a touchdown. Great catch. So congrats to her. And then I had one more winner, but I forgot. Oh, yeah, baddies. We're going to be the funnest. It's just amazing. So, just us for existing. Like, that's baddies for sure.
Thank you for existing. I appreciate that. My winner of the week is actually the bar. You kind of touched on it when you talked about you and Langley. I walked into the bar after our games, and I know it was, like, cold and shitty out. But for those who don't remember, back in the day, we used to be in the bar all the time, especially in the winter session. It would be cold outside, and we'd be four deep at the bar, blasting music and just having a blast. We'd be playing darts because there used to be darts in the back, et cetera, et cetera. That was the first time in a while that we've had a day like that where a good chunk of the league was in there, eating, drinking, buying each other shots, talking. Everybody was playing music all day. We just lined the bar, and it felt like old times.
Yeah.
It's like, it was one of those times that you're just like, all right, things are going to be cool here. It was a great, great week one to start. Even if the weather sucked, people still showed up and showed out, and that's really what mattered. So I really just shout out to everybody who came to the bar, hung out for a little bit. And again, it's not the usual suspects. It was actually a lot of, like, new people.
And that was so cool
like,
to see,
We talked about how like, all of Goatsack was there. That was super awesome, you know, and, like, Gucci was there, and a whole bunch of
Wanderers
other people
were
there.
Wanderers
there forever. They're playing The Wanderer. It was spectacular. I was like, I haven't heard them play this in a bar since we were at Vinny's in, like, 2010. It was amazing. Yeah. So it was just a really good time. There was a time that I just sat there. I had my bucket of High Noons, and I just sat and, like, looked at everything and just, like, smiled like a weird old man. But I was just like, this is awesome, and I'm like, I'm glad it's back. So winners are just everybody who hung out at the bar, and the bar for not getting all pissy with us and being shitty, so that was really neat. All right, let's get to the real one. You can't use the weather.
No, we're not using the weather. No. That's
losers.
A cop-out. Losers of the week. Let's go with Zach Attack. We're Zach Attack now, right?
That's fair.
It's all these teams like, you know, Zach Attack, Spinelli's, Mountain Dewey, all these teams. Mm-hmm. They're not losers, but like they're missing out on
Mountain
a great
Dewey,
football session.
Mountain Dewey always misses spring and comes back in the fall, though.
So
don't
I had
they?
Heard that a couple of the McGregor brothers had like moved away or something.
No.
So if that's true, then I don't know if we're ever going to see them again. But
like
Spinelli's and Zach Attack have both said they're coming back in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see what happens with that. But like just teams that are missing out on this session are going to be my losers. People that owe me money for Breakfast Club, only a few of them, but they're losers. And people that owe me waivers and are definitely not going to see the field until they sign them.
Welcome.
Those are my losers.
Welcome to being topper.
I know.
Like, I don't think you understand how some people pay for Breakfast Club in week 5, man.
Yep. Didn't understand any of this stuff, but I'm learning real quick, I promise.
Like, so I'm a teacher, and, like, adults are literally worse than kids with this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Usually, yeah.
It's insane. They're worse.
I talked to Jeff almost every day, and I didn't pay him for my teams until, like, Thursday.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh.
But it's a little bit different, too. Like, certain people are, like, you know, the TSL lifers that have been around forever.
Yeah, you know,
I don't worry about when those people are going to do it.
It's but more they're a person who's not even on a team and just joined Breakfast Club. I get that.
Yep, exactly right, yeah. Those people I worry about because you don't know if they're going to flake on you.
Breakfast Club. Shirt's going to be in?
Yeah, actually, that's a great reminder.
Well, that's a good question.
They are going to be in. I got a call from Johnny Miso, who's the shirt guy.
Good.
If I'm saying that right. But they're going to be in.
Is he the guy who comes, like, when we have a shirt guy here? Is he the same guy?
Yeah, so he usually drops the shirts off. I don't think he's able to do that, so I'm going to have to pick it up, like, Saturday morning right before the games. But they'll be here on Saturday before
the
games.
Sure, you can't get them on Friday?
Well, you're going to see when they're done.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So at least they'll be here, and that's really what matters the most.
Yeah.
All right, who's your loser of the week?
My loser of the week. All the teams that played on field two for forcing me to start 30 minutes late. So, yeah. And also, speaking of field two, there's a giant rock in the middle. I forgot to tell
someone. I heard about that rock. No,
yeah.
Somebody did mention that. I think a game was even moved.
Our game was moved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we, like, discovered it, and we were trying to, like, dig it out. And then as we were digging it out, we realized it was just, like, larger than we thought. So we just moved.
I always carry a shovel and rope in my trunk, so if you want to go out,
I wouldn't go anywhere near Garrett.
You want to dig it up right
now. So, creepy attic lore and stuff in the car. No, so yeah, but we started late. That was a bummer.
Was anybody surprised at what Garrett said?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
I went rope shopping with him one time. So yeah, that's so. Wait, we have a giant rock in Millfield too. Like, should
allegedly
we go dig it up before we leave?
Well, honestly, we're gonna tell the Rose Garden staff that they need to take care of it. Yeah. Do you know where it was? Near the the sideline.
It was.
We'll just
No. It was in the middle of the field.
Quick.
I'm all pretty sure it was pretty close to half, but
all right, I'll tell them that
it might be closer to the Rose Garden side than the field side.
Again,
but
we can go look.
Yeah.
At
so the damn rock. That's my loser of the week.
Yep. Take that.
Stupid
the rock.
Damn rock.
Garrett, what do you got? Don't say yourself. I'm not letting you say yourself because we already know you were the true loser of the week.
Yes. loser of the week, it's kind of, I think it's been said probably 100 times on here before, and I'm sure I've been guilty of it myself, but trash on the field. Come on, guys. There was quite a bit of it I saw at the end.
But they, counterpoint, they had somebody come by. A kid came by and cleaned up everything. He was doing it like they.
Oh,
had
I didn't
somebody
even know that. Yeah, I just looked around. There was
when I went out to watch.
Like,
when I went out to watch
everywhere.
The 3 o'clock games, he was picking up. I helped him pick up a bunch of cans.
So we really were supposed to do our best to make
right,
sure that we're not just like openly littering and shit. They will go and clean it up afterwards, but we're not supposed to make it hard on them. So it's.
I will say that trash sucks ass, but I'm not going to blame anybody completely because there was two of the trash cans got blown over in
the wind
and the garbage went everywhere. So. It might not have been everybody. Usually we're good in the beginning, and then we get shitty by like week four. So.
Yeah, and just so one more, I looked around, I'm like, wow, there's
a
lot.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So, and then people who don't, well, I'll preface this by saying, if you have a ref is doing something or doesn't know a rule, please tell me. If you have some positive advice to give a ref, if they're missing a certain call a bunch, please tell me. I do take that feedback into account. But the losers are also the weak, people who complain with no, you know, solution, just to complain about reffing, who don't volunteer to ref.
Especially week one.
Oh my God.
My answer to everyone that complains about quality of ref that isn't also a ref themselves is, well, why don't you do it? And then they're always, well, I don't want to do it. Well, great. You kind of lost the right to complain.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it does go in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
Like I said, constructive feedback all
absolutely
day.
Yep.
But just to complain, it's like, just so you know, this ref sucked. It's like, oh, okay.
Thanks, bro.
Okay, yeah.
Dynamite work, bro.
Yeah.
My loser of the week is of course Frank from Wanderers. He couldn't keep Frank is not, I couldn't do it. I just knew he was listening. He was such a good sport about everything. I don't really, week one was great, so I don't really have like a big loser on top of it.
No, fuck that. You said I couldn't name myself or the weather.
Oh my,
that's because I named you. So I picked you already. No, you're good.
I can't think
actually. So I'm gonna think of my own. Part of me wants to pick me because I found out that, which I think it might be your fault, because I'm pretty sure I said this, but next week, Travis Henry Kid plays at the same time as Bullet Club, so we're screwed on people. So
scheduling's hard.
Yeah, apparently. But Topper did it without a problem. Interesting. Topper's actually, all right, so Topper's my loser of the week for real because he didn't show up, and I thought he was definitely going to for week one. It's always good when he shows his face here, but for him to just say, like, eh, didn't feel it today, which granted, the weather was terrible, so, like, it's whatever. But that was one of them, and nobody, see, the problem is I played two good games and nobody's a good sport. So another reason I'll pick me is because I Can't Touch This got some cool new black shirts, and I looked at them after the toss, and I said, you guys have to change to red because you're the red team. we're the black team. What are you doing here? And luckily, most of them had their red anyway. Because, like, I told everybody on my team, like, well, we play the red team, so we're fine. And then they come in wearing black, knowing that we've worn black for a decade. So, like, except for that one, like, American flag thing we did.
Which was awesome.
It was awesome. But, so, I did have to tell them, like, straight up, like, I had some sort of power. I was like, you guys have to wear red. I was like, I don't have that authority. But they were just like, I heard them, Ryan went back and told them, and I heard them, oh, we have a red, that's bullshit, we just got our new shirts. I'm like, ah, it sucked. But thank you for doing that, guys. That was really exciting. So I guess it's me for being just an evil monarch or whatever I am, I guess. Jeffrey, we're at final thoughts. We got to an hour. It's a lot of yelling. You yelled a lot. You're really loud in here. But
am I?
When you get excited.
I can back away from the mic.
We'll edit you out of this podcast entirely.
Okay. never ask back again.
No. Because I can hear the ghost whispering in your microphone, so I got it on louder.
That's it.
Give me your final thought, man. Week one. We did it.
It's going to be quick. It's a ton of work to get all this stuff organized for all of us, and it's kind of consumed my life over the last few months to do, like, my first full session kind of, you know, running a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And all worth it after Saturday. Just kind of being at the bar, hanging out afterwards. Everyone's happy, you know, laughing, getting drunk,
beaming.
All this
you
stuff.
You were walking around beaming, and I knew it was proud
Papa. I was so proud. I mean, it was just such an awesome fucking day. So just, awesome. You know, just super happy that, you know, we didn't have any, like, incidents. Nobody was a dick. We just have a great collection of people.
That's what ruined the losers. Nobody really was.
That's exactly it. We'll have losers eventually, but I mean, week one was, man.
I saw a new potted plant. Kleckler is on notice.
Yeah, no, he's angry after his team's combined for 15 points, so you know that rage is building up in him.
He's coming.
They do better without him. It's weird. All right. What do you got for your final thought?
I don't know. It was just fun. It's fun. Football's fun.
No, be better than that.
It's just fun.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, I don't know. I can't wait to... It's like Startup Breakfast Club next
week.
There
it is. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. And then, I mean, seeing as I'm apparently having all late games for my actual
team. Your
team
requested that, by the way.
Not by me.
Guy.
I'm going to add a loser, Rick Recchio. Loser.
That's fine.
He's a perennial loser here. You don't have to mention him.
Yeah, for requesting all these late games. But, I don't know, just excited for Breakfast Club to start. Honestly, to meet half my team, because I only know about half the people.
And you don't even text all of them.
Well, Jeff Kroll, at Jeff Kroll.
Again, all of these criticisms. If somebody enters their
phone,
they
verbally at him.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, you did.
For
at Jeff
sure
Kroll while
did.
We're next
for
each
sure.
Other. If you enter your number wrong on your own waiver form, that is the number that I'm going to provide
fair.
To my captain.
Okay, fair. So not me or Jeff Kroll's fault. But anyways, Breakfast Club's going to start. Then we're going to hang at the bar. Then we're going to play some football. I'm pumped.
Cool. Hold on a second. Can we get a map that tells everybody in their division what color the other teams wear?
Ooh,
yeah, that's a great point.
That's
yeah,
really
I've
good.
Only asked Topper
yeah.
about this for 15 years.
I have it already. I already wrote up that list.
Put it on the like,
yeah,
website
seems like
and
easy
send
to
it
do.
Out to everybody.
Seems like it'd be easy to do.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. I put it on Facebook. It'd be
yeah.
really cool. We have a whole bunch of different.
So
like,
I'll send
out
an email
to
all the captains.
Who won't tell
week.
Their teammates
anything. No, they won't tell their teammates any of this stuff, but at least I can say, look, I told your captain.
Give it to me. I'm putting it on Facebook.
All right.
Tagging.
Oh my
ghost.
God, what the heck was that?
Sorry, everybody, there's a ghost in this.
That was real, right?
That
yes.
was a real noise. I don't know where the hell
something
it came from.
Something definitely just fell over out of nowhere. We are definitely
it's all good. I know karate. It's fine.
There you go.
You don't know ghost karate?
It honestly sounded like a pipe or something. What the fuck was that?
I think Steven Seagal could teach ghost karate.
Yeah, he could 100% do it. That was terrible. Everybody's like staring into the abyss because something is definitely attacking us.
Is
we're going to not survive this. Yeah, you're going to go check first, Garrett.
All right.
The smallest.
I'm
just
going
to push her in front of the ghost.
That's fair.
I don't know if anyone's noticing the lights that have been flickering the whole time in the kitchen.
I didn't want to say anything.
Every time they do, I just kind
of
turn.
This is awesome and haunted.
And it's getting darker.
We're,
I mean, this is
we're doing this every time. We need to get here. Garrett, what's your final thought, bud?
These are my first date vibes. Let me tell you.
Hard to imagine that you're still
creepy
single.
Getting dark.
Yep.
Final thoughts. I wanted to save my final thoughts for to... articulate how happy I was to win a championship with the Sticky Bandits this year in winter. It is such a cool group of people. The team is so much fun. Obviously, that starts with Jeff. Yeah, I think most people know this, but he's the captain, you know, ran Winter League, and what'd you play, five downs all year?
That's about right.
Yeah.
That's about right.
So just selfless, just it's such a cool group of people. Mike Thomas is a stud QB. It was so much fun playing with him, so... Just that was my final thought, how cool it was to win a winner with Sticky.
I think Garrett had one of the best plays, too, that sideline touchdown of his in the semifinal game on the last day, man. That was incredible.
That was a good catch.
That was really good by anyone's standards.
I told you this before, and we're going to do this. One of these times, I need you to put me on the team, just so I can get a shirt. I won't do anything. I'll play less than you,
but Rag said said I would never get one.
Yeah.
So I need one to win that. It'd be amazing. So yeah, that was really beautiful, Garrett. Thank you. Did Nina disappear?
The lights flickered again. They got the lights. Got Nina. She's gone. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Whatever. She wasn't that great. Anyway, jokes aside, my final thought is this. As I kind of touched on earlier, I have a cool little second team full of a bunch of people from work and new players of the league, which is really exciting. It's really cool when you get new people there, and especially when they buy into the league and you get to see them from, like, the starting point. Like, we've all been here for 100,000 years, so, like, we get it. We're just there. But when you see new people, like, say, this is what you do? This is where you're – this you, you know, and you just get to watch the climb. I'm really excited to see that. But for me to have that, that means I don't have Lenny's Ladies anymore. And for the last, what is it, six seasons or whatever, I tried it out there with the girls, and it was a ton of fun. We won some games, we lost a lot more, but that's what happens when I'm your quarterback. And to be honest with you, like, when we started out hot, and we became, like, this weird little, like, niche feeder system for the bigger teams, the bigger gender teams, you know, like, we've had, I mean, our Hall of Fame is fantastic. We had, you know, like, Rob and all these people who just moved on to just better teams because they were superstars. And that's usually what happens when you run a D6 team anyway. So I don't feel bad about that. It was kind of fun. So that way it allowed me to bring in a lot of new girls, people who haven't played before. Like Kelsey, I just mentioned, she's playing great for Bullet Club. She just joined Lions Ladies last year. It was a cool way to get girls involved because we always need them. They're part of the lifeblood of this thing. And we got some new people in the league that way, and it was really cool. We had a ton of fun. I always got to have, like, other, like, you know, I blew my arm out the first season, so I got other people to play quarterback. You know, Tobbers played quarterback. Langley has. So many other people have, and they've had just a blast doing it. So it was cool to get everybody who would say, "Man, I wish I had time to run a gender team." Well, now you get to experience here. And the girls were always great. We always had a blast. Like I said, it was the best. I'm a little bummed that it's not happening. Maybe it'll happen again in the future. Probably not at this rate, but it is a little like, ah, this sucks because I'm gonna miss the time with them. But they're on to bigger and better things anyway. Wouldn't have worked out too well. And it is a bitch to try and find women every year. Like I said, you have the baddies who are basically the angels. They're basically the angels. They stick together. Like, you don't have to worry about that. The Stunts have been the same team for 100,000 years. But when you're just starting out, like, you got to find new people again and again and again. It gets tiresome after time, and it just came to the point where time ran out. And it sucks, but I will never, like, I'll never forget that time. So I just want to say thank you to all the girls out there who were listening, who played for us, even if you just subbed in. I had a blast, and thank you for, like, giving this fat Joe K a little run at quarterback. I had a blast with it. So, with that, week two is almost here. Can't wait. Are we going to have, like, any articles this week? I heard that we don't have a Sentinel anymore.
Yeah, so I think stuff is getting submitted this week. We'll still have articles. People are still figuring out exactly what they're going to do. But everybody watch out for website stuff. It is coming. We are going to talk to the bar as well. At one point, they had mentioned doing, like, weekly deals, which we would advertise on Facebook. So we're still working.
It was hard to ask them about it when everybody was just getting pissed on in the rain.
And very honestly, just over the last, like, couple of weeks, it was not my priority, right?
No.
So now that we've
no.
kind of settled in, like, we have more room to kind of figure this stuff out. So
it'll be great.
Keep an eye out. We'll let you know.
For anybody who says other people have bar specials and we don't, we only got to walk 10 feet to our bar.
Right.
All right. So with that, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Nina. Thank you, Garrett. Thank you, one, maybe two ghosts that are out there. Thank you to Joe Davis for giving us our rocking new podcast studio. It's been a hell of a day. It was a hell of a week. And hopefully it's better next week. Can't wait to see all you guys on Saturday. It's the best. And we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Off of a cliff in Scotland, a child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them.
A ballerina waits for the bus.
A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls, such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.
Incredible. Incredible.